Manhunt. The case of the clue in the column that led to Manhunt. No crime has been committed yet. No murder has been done yet. No manhunt has begun yet.
Oh, this is really a deserted street. What with the dim out and all, I'd be scared stiff if you didn't happen to come along just now. You know, only an inside tip on a story could bring me down in this section of town. Tell me, what brought you down here? Oh, what's that you're holding? No! No! No!
Your victim is dead, murdered, safely out of the way. And you've escaped. So far. But the men who track down murderers are relentless. And if you've made one slip, they'll find you at the end of their manhunt. Manhunt and the case of the clue in the column.
That's the way we found her, Sergeant. Lying in the gutter with her throat cut. And this knife next to her.
It's set to happen on my night off. I'll kill that murderer when I catch him.
Saving the state money, huh, Bill?
Saving the state money, he says. Look, Drew, go run along home, both of you, huh?
I'm staying.
I'm staying, she says. Beat it, Drew. You and your secretary both. I'll bring the knife and whatever else we find to your laboratory in the morning. I gotta find out who this dame is now.
You mean was?
Is, was. What's the difference? I gotta identify her.
Well, I'll save you the trouble, Bill. She is...
She was.
Yeah, that's right. She was Alice Jennison. She wrote a gossip column on the Globe.
Yeah?
Had a picture at the top of it. And if you want a lead, Bill, there was a big romance between her and Joe Andrews, her managing editor.
Joe Andrews, huh?
Uh-huh.
They gotta locate him right now. Thanks, Drew. You're a big help. Sometimes.
Sergeant Martin, there's been another murder.
Another murder, he says. What is this, an epidemic? Who got it this time?
We found the body down the street. A man there stabbed to death.
Well, I guess I'll have to wait a while before seeing my Mr. Joe Andrews.
I don't know about that. There was a card in the dead man's pocket. His name is Joe Andrews.
Drew, take your eye out of that magnifying glass, will you? I like to have people look at me when they're talking to me.
Well, all right. It's tough, but I'll look at you. There.
Now, what are you up to?
Well, I just checked the fingerprints on the knife we found next to Alice Jennison's body, and I can identify them.
Oh, good. Then we can get the murderer.
No, I don't think so. The man whose print is on the knife that killed Alice Jennison was Joe Andrews. And he was killed a half hour before she was.
Oh, Mr. Andrews' office was that one, straight ahead. But you'll find George Axton in the house.
Thanks very much. Come on, Pat.
I'm coming.
Oh, this must be it. I beg your pardon. Are you George Axton?
Yes, won't you come in?
Thank you. I'm Drew Stevens. This is Pat O'Connor.
How do you do?
We're from the police.
After 20 years on this paper, I thought I knew everybody in the homicide department.
Well, we're not homicide. I'm in charge of the police lab. This is practically an unofficial visit.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Anything I can do to help, count me in.
Good. Are you managing editor now, Mr. Axton?
No, this job isn't for me. I'm strictly a copy reader on the city desk. I'm just filling in now. What can I do to help?
Well, I don't know exactly. First, though, you can tell me if either Miss Jennison or Mr. Andrews had any enemies.
Andrews, no, but the girl had a million of them.
Mm-hmm.
And made more every day with her column. She was a wonderful reporter, Mr. Stevens. She wrote the stuff folks liked to read, but she hurt lots of people.
Well, her column didn't appear in today's paper.
It never was finished. She started it, was called out on the phone, and never came back.
Say, I wonder if I could see the copy she wrote before she left.
Certainly. She always turned a copy in to me. Now, here it is. Just three items on the page, though.
Oh, thanks. I see.
I don't want to read over your shoulder, Drew. Read them out loud.
Oh, all right. Here they are. First one is, who is the chorus cutie that George Mallory, the big stocks and blondes man, will back in a new show?
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
Uh-huh. The second says, Tommy Day, the tap dancer, ought to take a tip and stop tapping at the door of a certain social registrant's Park Avenue apartment. Her fiancé is due back home soon.
And what's the third item?
Nothing important. No names. Something about the Japanese government having paid propaganda agents in this country. Well, everybody knows that.
Those things you read are the kind of items Alice printed every day.
Yes, I know. Well, I think I'll follow through on them, though.
Thanks for the help, Axton. Nothing at all, I assure you.
Oh, by the way, where were you at midnight last night? Here?
No, I wasn't. I'd been here, but I generally managed to make a movie about that time. We don't put the paper to bed until 3 a.m., and I've got some time off.
Well, this is by no means an official inquiry. I'm in charge of the police laboratory, and I've really no right to ask questions, but, well, can you prove you were in the movies?
Well, it was the Rex Theater, and I saw the Jimmy Cagney picture. The doorman might remember me. I asked him what time the feature went on. I wanted to be sure I could see it and be back in time.
I see. Thanks a lot.
Where to now, Drew?
Well, you go see the stockbroker, George Mallory, and I'll see the tap dancer Alice Jennison wrote about. Then meet me at the Star Theater.
And what are you going to be doing while I'm down at Wall Street?
I think I could answer that, Miss O'Connor. I think Mr. Stevens is going to check my, shall I say, alibi.
I'm sure you should say alibi. And that's exactly what I would do, only I don't have to. You see, Bill Morton said he's already checked it. He talked to the doorman and found out you were there. So, Mr. Axton, it looks like you're in the clear.
Of course I know she's dead, Miss O'Connor. I read the papers. What difference does it make to me?
Did you know she was going to print something about you in today's paper, Mr. Mallory?
She printed something about me every other week. Now, if you don't mind, I'm busy.
Just one more question. Where were you at midnight last night?
Miss O'Connor, only a cad would answer that question. Goodbye.
Come in, come in. Well, what is it?
Hey, that's quite a fret of stair step you're doing there. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Day, but I'm from the police.
Police, huh? Come in, won't you? I was just working out a new routine. What is it?
Oh, just a few questions. Did you know Alice Jennison was going to print an item about you in today's Globe?
Yeah, I knew it. In fact, I gave her the item.
You gave her the story?
Well, sure. When I give a good item, she gives me plugs in the column.
Oh, I see.
Besides, I want to get rid of that society dame. If that thing got printed, it would have given me a good out. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, excuse me, then. Still got this new routine to work out.
Yeah, I get it. Thanks anyhow. Goodbye.
I've been waiting for you, Drew.
Oh, let's get out in the air, kid. I could use some of that fresh stuff. Yeah, this door leads to the street, I hope. Duck, Pat, duck down. You all right, Pat?
Uh-huh. But this hat will never be the same. Did you have to push me down head first?
Well, the hat would look worse with a bullet hole in it, Junior.
Oh, you think those shots were for us?
I know it, and it makes me very happy.
Oh, someday I'll buy you a shotgun and give you a wonderful time.
Pat, when the murderer comes out in the open that way, it means we're getting close to him. And he's a little scared.
You know something, Drew?
Huh?
Keep this confidential. But so am I. So far, Drew.
Three suspects, two murderers, and one headache.
Make that two headaches.
Make that three.
Well, we don't have to solve this case tonight, and they've got a preview of the new Fred Astaire picture at the Rialto.
Preview, she says they got. We got a murder.
He says murder, he says.
Pat, stop it, will you? How did you know there was a preview?
Oh, a friend of mine works at Acme Pictures. She told me. It's a secret sneak preview. They've been holding them all over town this week.
So what?
So maybe we get a break. Pat, get your friend on the phone and hold your breath while you ask her two questions.
What two?
Ask her whether the Astaire picture was previewed at some other theater last night,
uh-huh.
And whether in the movie, Fred Astaire does a solo tap dance routine that can be copied. Now get on the phone. We need a favor, Mr. Axton. That's the reason we asked you down here.
Well, I told you could count me in on anything.
We want you to confess to the murder of Alice Jennison and Joe Andrews.
Oh, you mean as a sort of decoy to draw the real murderer out in the open?
Yes, it'll draw the real murderer out in the open, all right. We know you killed them both.
You know too much, but you won't know it long. This time I'm too close to miss you with this gun. Now, copper.
Too close for him to miss, he says. Too close for me to miss, too. I got him in the arm, I hope. I want this bird to burn.
Well, he'll burn all right. Take him, Bill. George Axton was just dumb enough to go to too many movies and not see enough pictures.
Dying of curiosity.
Uh-huh, yeah, I know.
Well,
all right. You see, Axton killed Joe Andrews wearing gloves so that his own fingerprints wouldn't show. And then he took the prints from Andrews' dead fingers. He then knifed Alice,
But somebody came along, and he had to drop the knife right there and run.
What was Andrews doing down in the slums, and how did Axton know that Alice Jennison would be there?
Well, they were there because Axton, disguising his voice, had phoned them and claimed to have a terrific news story for them if they'd meet him.
But why did Axton kill them?
Well, you remember the third item in the column,
uh-huh.
the one we sloughed off about the Japanese having paid propaganda agents in this country?
Yeah.
Well, Axton was one of them.
Oh.
The FBI confirmed it this morning. You see, Axton didn't know how much Alice knew or how much she had told Andrews, and he wasn't taking any chances. So he killed them both.
Oh, only one thing more.
Uh-huh.
How did you know about Axton?
Oh, that was easy. Axton says he saw the Cagney picture at the Rex Theater at 11:30 that night. The doorman confirmed the fact that he was there. But that night, at that time, and at that theater, they were holding a preview of the Fred Astaire picture. Axton had seen the Cagney film the night before and showed up again at 11:30 the following night to plant an alibi. He went in a theater and out through a side door immediately. You see?
I see. So as far as the doorman was concerned, Axton stayed for 2 hours and saw the show.
Sure. Well, to wind this thing up, if Axton said he saw Jimmy Cagney when Fred Astaire was playing, it was pretty obvious he was covering up. See?
Yes, I see. And you know, Drew, I've heard people say they could die just watching Fred Astaire dance. And George Axton is going to die because he didn't stay to watch just that.